This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day health time is 7 after the hour. Time for us to work our way through a lot of the information that has been created. I don't know if created is the right way, but there certainly is an educated way to look at the work that Dr. Ken Kronhaus does in terms of research. Maybe we just call it, rather than make it complex, Ken, we just call it the result of research. Shall we do that with any of the things that we look at, some of these studies and what they're linked to?
Sure, breakthroughs and discoveries published in the medical journals just this week.
All right, good. Speaking of things that are happening just this week, those of you who follow our Good Day Health Show podcast, the one that's posted there now has to do with women and their body shape, the current podcast with the discussion between me and Dr. Ken, women and their shape can be sort of a predicator of heart attack risk, and we cover that in the podcast. Also, 1 in 14 women, the smoking that goes on still during pregnancy and the risks about that. Dr. Ken, in the current podcast, talks about congenital heart disease and how it may no longer be a death sentence. A look at varicose veins or an understanding of that. And so all of those things, plus diet and information, part of the podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find the podcast from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and also Dr. Jack Stockwell. GoodDayHealthShow.com, our weekly health podcast for an overview, labor of love, and a service to the public. Now, let's get to some of the other stories here. Let's start with the focus on e-cigarettes, Ken. And is this anything more than a duh?
Well, it's not so much of a duh because, remember, e-cigarettes were originally introduced as a way to get people off of cigarettes. And that's not what's occurred, just what we did not predict. There was a recent study, not the one that's out this week, that found the teenagers who had used e-cigarettes, they had three times the amount of toxic compounds in their bodies than teenagers who had never vaped. The new study published this week, Doug, concludes that use of e-cigarettes currently linked with more population-level harms than benefits. And the authors note that e-cigarettes could slow or reverse the substantial reduction in smoking among young people that tobacco control efforts have driven since the 1990s. The hope with the e-cigarettes was that people would use it as a bridge to get off of cigarettes. But what has actually occurred is that people are now using it instead of cigarettes. They're starting on it, they're staying on it, or they're moving to cigarettes, and what was expected to happen did not. And we're learning that you use these electronic cigarettes long enough, you're going to get all these harmful metals into your bodies. So don't do it, get away from it, and just get off of all the smoking.
All right, so the bottom line here, for me anyway, I'm such an anti-smoker, I'm really one of those impossible people. Whenever there's smoke around, I get nasty. People who walk down the street and they light up and then they blow their smoke into the air and I have to breathe it. I just really, I find it offensive and annoying as much as anything else. And sometimes I'm likely, it actually happened to me the other day walking down the street in Los Angeles and somebody lit up and the smoke, and I said, excuse me.
You're a brave man.
Yeah, I don't think that that's appropriate. It's thoughtless. If you want to smoke and kill yourself, good. Get the hell out of my life, though, and stay away from areas where I will be. You know, you hear all these stories about people, I have my rights if I want to smoke. Yeah, you do. You want to kill yourself, be a moron, help yourself to that. But not in my space. And it happens that when we're out in public spaces, the street, the sidewalk, those sort of things. You know, when somebody is in a non-smoking building and they're getting off the elevator, they put the cigarette in their mouth before they even get outside, and as soon as they go through the door, they light up so that all that smoke blows into the face of everybody else coming out of the building. It's thoughtless, it's stupid, and it's annoying. So there, how's that?
I get the impression you don't like it.
Yes, I do not like it, Brian. And I think a lot of money has been made. How much regulation is there on these e-cigarettes now in comparison to regular or other the products that people smoke, the tobacco products?
Well, as I understand it, the only regulation is the FDA decided you can't sell it to people under 18.
Oh, all right, so big deal.
Exactly, big deal. So this is something where buyer beware, parents beware, and it's not what it was intended to be used as.
Mm-hmm. So did you see the ad that's running? I saw a 60-second spot running in one show, and I think it was Designated Survivor last week, which basically was a white screen with print on the screen. The government requires the major tobacco manufacturers to state the following, and it just went in 60 seconds. There was copy on the screen of how bad smoking is for you, what it does, what the research has shown, all of these things. And they've apparently required P. Laurel Ard and Philip Morris and all the other, there are what, three or four companies that do this, and they did. The ad was a collective ad that they had to pay for to run on primetime television about how bad smoking is for you, according to the research. Well, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes,
frankly.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, let's keep going here. A lot of focus on depression, mental health, that sort of thing, and mindfulness. So how do we, you especially as a sort of traditional evidence-based researcher, using the term mindfulness in a piece of copy, I find very interesting from you.
Yeah.
So I'm all ears when it comes to this from you.
I thought that would catch your attention.
Yeah.
This is published this week in the Annals of Family Medicine, Doug. It's a new study. It reveals that 8 weeks of mindfulness meditation, we'll describe that in a moment, may help to prevent major depressive disorder in people with subclinical depression. And it's amazing that about 10 to 24%, that's almost a quarter of our population, are estimated to be affected by subclinical depression in their lifetime. And subclinical depression is the presence of depressive symptoms that are not yet severe or persistent enough to warrant a diagnosis of major depressive disorder. And depressive symptoms, Doug, they include feelings like sadness, hopelessness, guilt, lack of energy, fatigue, problems sleeping, difficulty concentrating, and suicidal thoughts. If such symptoms are present almost every day for a minimum of 2 weeks, then this would usually warrant a diagnosis of major depression. But in previous research, we talked about this a few months ago, suggests that psychotherapy may be a beneficial treatment strategy for subclinical depression, and that it could limit the progression to major depression, where you need all the medication for a long time and you're dealing with suicide possibilities. But the news this week is that mindfulness meditation, this is a psychological practice that focuses on being fully aware of experiences in the present moment rather than being distracted by what is happening around us. And mindful meditation, it helps prevent people with subclinical depression from developing major depression.
Mm-hmm. Mindfulness. Mind, body, actually the spirit, mind-body connection is making its way into traditional medicine. It has to. You cannot, well, you can, but you risk all kinds of credibility issues if you're not putting together the impact that your spirit has on how your mind works and your mind and its connection to your body. It is
so
all one and the same.
If you're struggling with these early symptoms of depression and you obviously want to avoid all these medications, get somebody to teach you, a therapist, somebody who does mindfulness meditation to teach you how to do it, and then you'll be able to avoid all this havoc and all these drugs that I know you don't want to be on.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Here's some good advice from a credible source. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a thank you for being a MyPillow customer. The folks at MyPillow acknowledge they've come a long way since they started in the small garage with Mike Linder and his family were making pillows. They have 1,400, almost 1,500 employees right now at the MyPillow plant in Minnesota. They have sold 25 million pillows. They're helping a lot of people get a good night's rest, and you're here, Ken, all the time talking about how important it is to get yourself a good night's rest. They invented MyPillow. The fellow that invented it and now runs the company, Mike Linder, said it was his dream to get a good night's rest because he couldn't get a good night's sleep. So he thanks everybody for helping his dream become a reality, and it'll help you a whole lot. You want to save a lot of money? Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, everything made in the USA, 10-year warranties, 60-day guarantee, you don't like it, send it back, and you get 50% off, for example, two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off right now. Get four for the price of two by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that we not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, so Ken, the death of Stephen Hawking at, I think, 76, his whole life was spent in a way that none of us would really want to live. It's sort of a testament to his stick-to-itiveness. What actually was the cause of his demise?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about him medically. There's a lot of lessons here, and it's actually a good reason to get an update on ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. As you mentioned, celebrated scientist Stephen Hawking expired at the age of 76, and we'll try and do what we can here and get the rest of it after the break. He was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, at age 21. There's no cure for ALS, and its causes are not known. It attacks the neurons that control a person's voluntary muscles. Over time, those muscles become unable to work, and they waste away. In advanced stages of the disease, Doug, patients can't move at all. Hawking's case was unusual because most often this disease, it appears when people are over age 50. Younger patients like Hawking tend to live longer. Eventually, the disease causes the diaphragm to fail, making it impossible to breathe without the help of a ventilator. Nearly all patients with ALS die at this stage, which usually happens 3 to 5 years after the first symptoms of the disease appear. However, about 10% of patients survive for a decade or longer.
Wow. All right. There's that story in a nutshell. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen. I don't run Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, but Ken does. And a lot of people come to visit him every day, every week, every month, every year. More and more people, by the hundreds, if not the thousands, go for another opinion. And if you are from, let's say, the Northwest, and you've gone to your doctor, you listen to this program, you love Ken and his attitude toward things, this is a great way for you to go to that corner of the world that's most pleasant at this time of year. A good place to visit, get a checkup with Ken, find out what he says about whatever it is that you have a conflict with, and then go on to have some fun at the Space Coast or wherever. There's rumor that there's a little, in the Orlando area, there's a little park that people like to go visit there, too. Ken's office number is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Pay him a visit. I think you'd find it'd be a lot of fun, actually, and a great experience. There's a study out this week about drug costs because they're rising so sharply, Ken. Consumers are delaying their retirements so they can pay for medications. And I wondered about this because there is a part of the Medicare bill, which everybody has when they get to be over 65, that will allow you, I think it's Part D. I have the regular Medicare.
A is hospital, B is doctor's office, right. And D is in David is for your drugs.
Drugs. I don't have that because I don't get that many drugs. But there are a lot of people that do, and it looks like because people have done what I've done and not gotten that part, it has caused them, if you're on some kind of steady medication, I don't know what any of these things cost, frankly, although I did get something that cost me, and I think I told you about it. It was for the stuff for the inhaler for that cough that I had 3 or 4 months ago. That stuff, that damn stuff was $500.
Well, you don't have part. You don't have Part D.
No, I don't, because I never buy drugs. Because I'm thinking, but a lot of people who do.
Most people your age, I mean that politely, are on several. and the key with purchasing when you shop.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. You want to say that again a little louder? Most people my age are on a couple of drugs. That's what Ken just said. Okay, keep going.
It's true. That's a fact.
Yeah.
At least a couple. And it's just the reality today. Look around. You know, it's so different than when you and I were kids.
A lot to be thankful for. I don't have anything of that. And that's right on the Part D.
When you and I were kids, you know, our parents weren't really on medications. But today, it's very different to be an adult.
Well, I mean, you know, that's an interesting sidebar. My mother died at 50 because she was addicted to alcohol and tobacco. And that was their drug of choice. That's the same thing as what people do today. Tobacco to a point, but the drugs that we are now seeing sweeping the nation, that's the way people are coping, whereas in my mother's era, it was alcohol.
But I just think there's so many more choices of drugs and a lot more aggressive prescribing today than, you know, we have options and we have make more diagnoses and people are in general on more medications today than they were when you and I were
pimping
kids.
Them a lot more too on television and elsewhere.
All of the above. It's just the reality. All of the above. And Part D, when you shop your Part D, they're all different. Make sure that you get on a computer with somebody who's computer savvy, put in all of your drugs and then shop because all of the plans are different. You have to find one tailored for you personally based on what drugs you're being prescribed.
Do you find how many times a day do you write a prescription for drugs?
I guess how many times a day? We don't write them. We send them in electronically now.
Ah, no more of the trying to figure out what your writing is on a little slip of paper.
Yeah, mostly electronic.
28 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know that millions of people prescribed opioid pills for surgery pain are at risk for addiction? I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government. Many people keep taking prescription opioids long after recovery from surgery. Misusing opioids can lead to addiction and in some cases overdose or death. There are other pain management options that can be appropriate. Before surgery, ask your doctor about pain management options. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken, can we go back to that study on e-cigarettes? Or I wanted to sort of dig around in this because it is so important, especially for teenagers. Parents need to know what their children are doing. And if you didn't get the gist of what Ken was talking about, these 5 cancer-causing toxins that have been found in the urine of youngsters who are using these e-cigarettes. They call it vaping, I think, Carol.
Yeah, let's do a little background on it. Sure, yeah. I was getting right to the point. But let's go and do a little background on this. These electronic cigarettes, they're also called e-cigarettes. They're battery-powered devices. They heat a liquid solution, which may or may not include nicotine, into a vapor dug that is inhaled or vaped by the user. And these devices, they've become a popular alternative to conventional cigarettes in recent years, due in part to the belief that they present fewer health risks than regular ones. However, this surge in popularity is controversial, not only due to whether or not vaping is harmful, but also because of concerns that teenagers may use e-cigarettes as a gateway into regular smoking. This was all not predicted when these things came out. And this recent study that you're referring to actually found that teenagers who had used e-cigarettes had 3 times the amount of toxic compounds in their bodies than teenagers who had never vaped. And then the news, why this has become so newsworthy in the medical world is because there's a new study published just this week in PLOS-1 that looked at the whole area of e-cigarettes, analyzed all the data, all the publications, the biggest review of the most people using this, and came to the conclusion that these e-cigarettes are linked with more population-level harms than benefits. And the authors also noted that these e-cigarettes could slow or reverse the substantial reduction in smoking among young people that tobacco control efforts have driven since the 1990s. Because people, the young kids are using this as a gateway to begin smoking, and they're not using it as was intended to get off of cigarettes, and it wasn't intended to pollute their bodies with all these heavy metals.
Consequences. And by the way, this is a big study, 70,000 people.
Correct. This is a major study.
This is major.
You and I have hemmed and hawed about, are they risky? Are they okay? And I think this really will close the book on whether or not e-cigarettes are good or bad.
And go ahead and finish it.
And I think the clear conclusion is, mom and dad, get the kids off this and don't even start it.
Well, what's going to happen, you're going to see, I think, what is an epidemic in lung cancer. There's an increase in lung cancer problems now, and this just increases the risk of people. I'm not sure whether there's a drug company involved. I'm asking this question because I don't know the answer, Ken. I'm not a lawyer, so I ask questions. I don't know the answer to the questions before I ask them. Lung cancer sometimes is caused, especially with women, by things that you can't really predict. Smoking is a way that you can sort of predict lung cancer and pulmonary problems, but there are more and more women who are developing lung cancer, many more than men, and one wonders why that is.
Well, they've caught up in the smoking area.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
but if you're not a smoker and you still get lung cancer.
Well, you know, what else are you putting into your lungs? What else are you breathing in the workplace? And women are working in areas where traditionally they weren't, and getting exposed to the things that the guys were in the workplace. So it's all of these. But lungs are interesting organs. They get exposed to so many toxins and in the air as you breathe. And not only do you get cancer, but you get chronic inflammation. So I'd also be worrying about things in addition to cancer from all these toxins that you're breathing in. Chronic exposure to foreign bodies in the lungs does nothing to help you breathe long term. Just creates chronic inflammation, beats up the lungs, they don't work, it makes it harder to breathe, and no one has figured out a good way to have a happy life as you get older without good lungs.
Bristol Myers Squibb has claimed a breakthrough in lung cancer treatment with an alternative to chemotherapy. They call it Opdivo, O-P-D-I-V-O.
This is the whole area of immunotherapy, and this is the next leap in the treatment of cancer. Chemotherapy is okay, but boy, we know that it's not very specific. It kills normal cells, and that's the big problem, but it was, for a long time, the best we had. And what's so much better is using immunotherapy, where you target specifically the abnormal cells, and you make an antibody that goes directly to the bad cell and selectively kills the bad cell and gets rid of it. And that's the future of the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things that is maybe the future for keeping people. There are two sides to this coin. One, preventing cancer. Two, trying to treat it and cure it once you have it. And dealing with the first is far more beneficial to everybody. You don't want to get it because you don't want to have to deal with the horrors of it. But
absolutely. But again, about, as you were alluding to before, about 20% of lung cancers are in people who have never, ever smoked, and they live a healthy lifestyle.
So where are they coming from? Yeah.
Genetically. It's genetically.
Genetics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But cancer didn't even exist. When did cancer first get onto the radar? When did first cases, wasn't it only a couple of hundred years ago? Did people ever die 1,000 years ago of cancer or something like it?
It was around. It just, again, people didn't live as long. You know, you go back to the 1700s and people died at age 35 on average. When we wrote the Declaration of Independence in America, what was the average age of death in America?
Well, the other side of that
35.
Is that when you hear about some of the stories that today would be considered child abuse, children, girls, when they were 12, 13, 14 years of age, were having their first children.
Absolutely.
And that's a and, whole, that's a horror. You know, we, I mean, think about that.
We think of Ben Franklin, but he was an oddity. In 1776, the average age people died was 35, so you're not going to see cancer.
Well, even before like World War, if you go back to 100 years ago, before World War II, the average person in our country, 45, 50.
Exactly.
Was, if you lived to be 60.
That was
60,
old age. Oh,
it was
my
old. You were old. Yeah.
We didn't have antibiotics.
And now there are plenty of people who live to well beyond 100.
We hope.
I certainly expect to do that. And you with your exercise routine, you will too. There'll be plenty of people in the next century that live to be 130, 140. You wait and see. And yet that flies
I never
in
doubt
the
your
face.
I never doubt your crystal ball.
Thank you. But that does fly in the face, though, of all these things that we were talking about here. You're trying to prevent cancer, heart disease, all those problems. Even with that stuff around us, there will be plenty of people. And one wonders, are they beginning to learn more about the spirit-mind-body connection?
Oh, my
healthier
gosh.
Body,
oh,
healthier
oh, absolutely.
Approach to eating, you know, that kind of... There's such a dichotomy, Ken,
when I
in
was,
those who do and those who don't.
When I was the younger generation of medicine, these ideas were thought of as wacky, crazy ideas. But now, you know, the older generation of medicine is really adopting these into mainstream medicine.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, let's talk about one of the aspects of that, and that's enhancing your immune system and how well that serves your body. It's not the only way, but a concentration on having your immune system work to the fullest extent it can, the best possible balance in your body. Thus, the focus on balance of nature, which will provide to you nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables every day. The recommendation from Balance of Nature is that you buy these two. There's a fruit bottle, there's a vegetable bottle. Capsules for both dried, ripened fruits and vegetables. They put them in a capsule. There's no sugar, there's no sides, there's nothing. It's all natural. And if you take a, let's see, the course of quote-unquote treatment is that in the morning you take one of each of these fruits and vegetables, and in the evening you do it. And over the course of a month, they claim it'll enhance your immune system by over 700%. And they also provide you with a health coach. When you go online to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV, you're entitled to a free month supply using the code DJV. Also, to their health coach, no charge, guide or get guidance. Any questions you may have, they'll help you through understanding what's going on in your body and how the immune system works. So, get these capsules. There are 30 in each bottle, enough for a month. Try it out. You get special discounts on other things as well. They have a fiber product you'll want to find out about. All this to enhance your quality of life and your balance of nature. Thus the name, Balance of Nature. Get it at balanceofnature.com with all the benefits using the promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hemorrhoids are a very common problem that can cause itching, irritation, and discomfort, maybe even a little bleeding. But
one of the common misconceptions is that hemorrhoids cause pain, and basically they don't. If pain is a primary complaint of a patient, almost always they have some form of an anal fissure.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. John Pemberton says that's
literally a crack in the skin and the lining of the very outside of the anus. The underlying internal sphincter muscle is right there. That exposes the muscle, and the muscle goes into spasm. Spasm keeps it from healing.
It's usually caused by very hard stools, so the first line of treatment is a stool softener.
And the next step is the use of topical agents meant to relax the sphincter muscle. If the topical agents don't work, then we have been injecting Botox.
If all else fails, there is a surgical option to relax the muscle and to promote healing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Feet boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs.
Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
47 after the hour, the presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen. The dementia study that we were focused, there's always something about dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things, and the risk of having dementia because you're not fit. I think it's about stamina as much as anything else, because some people, as they get older, Ken, as we all get older, we don't have as much stamina, so people sometimes give up. And the encouraging thing coming out of this, it seems to me, is how easy it is to lower the risk of dementia, especially if you're a woman who's moderately fit. And that is not like men, although I maintain the more muscle you have, the better you are, whether you're a man or a woman, and that will keep you away from all of these things. But isn't it interesting how the connection, very strong connection between cardiovascular health, your heart, your circulatory system, and the health of your brain.
Sure,
that's really what I carry out of this.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about my favorite drug, exercise, because it will increase your stamina. And you're talking about how you're going to have less stamina. You don't have to just accept that. As you get older, you're going to have less stamina, because with exercise and doing it right and doing it reasonably, you can actually increase your stamina. I've seen it in myself. And this is a study that really gives us all great hope. Without drugs, how we can actually slash our risk of getting dementia. Published this week in the medical journal Neurology. It's a new study. It's uncovered an additional advantage of being physically fit. It was done for women. Hopefully they'll repeat it one day in men. That a highly decreased risk of dementia occurs when you're very physically fit, women, because 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia. This is loss of memory and ability to think. It's the most common found in older adults, and it's more common, as I said, in women. But the news this week is that women who are very physically fit in middle age have an almost 90% decreased risk of being diagnosed with dementia later in life, unlike their moderately fit peers who are more exposed to this condition. So talk to the doctor if you haven't been in the gym lately, if you haven't been in a workout program, but get fit, get going. I feel myself moving faster leaving the gym than when I arrive. And don't be afraid, you'll be the only one out of shape. Amazingly, probably at least 2/3 of the people in most gyms are not fit.
There you go. 50 million people a year have come across this around the world. You don't want to be a statistic. It's 10 before the hour. Good day, health time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With our focus on your health and well-being, Doctor Time continues with the doctor in the house. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We continue all the time on this program to get to the bottom with Ken, especially the research he does through his work reading through all of the various the halls of medicine, if you will, the journals. And so the first focus here in this portion of the program, Ken, is about how much rest and what the consequences are of poor sleep. Alzheimer's is one of them, it appears, yeah?
Absolutely. Older adults, Doug, who are sleepy during the day, they might have harmful plaque building in their brain. That is a sign of impending Alzheimer's disease. A hallmark of Alzheimer's is this accumulation of a protein in the brain called beta amyloid. It's believed that one benefit of sleep is to clear this beta amyloid, and poor sleep might allow it to build up. It's unclear how much poor sleep it takes to increase beta amyloid accumulation, but sleep is an important aspect for clearance of beta amyloid, and disrupted sleep may be a risk factor for amyloid disease. And you just want to make sure you get enough good sleep. And it's not only the duration, 7 to 8 hours each night, but it's also the quality to avoid Alzheimer's.
Isn't it kind of a common sense thing, Ken? It seems almost there's so many bad things that come out of not getting enough rest. This is one focus, but getting enough rest is something that's a mantra of yours that you're day in and day out, week in and week out on this program. You say the same thing.
Well, I've been talking about it for keeping the coronaries nice and clean, but this is a whole different process in the brain where you get this plaque, a different type of plaque than what you see in the coronaries, and leading to disrupted brain function.
But it stands to reason you will be healthier if you get a good night's rest.
Absolutely.
Across the board.
Across the board. That is the assumption, but here's the clear proof.
Right. All right, now while we're in that department, let's talk about the other side, a way for you to cut down on the risk of getting Alzheimer's, dementia. By the way, which comes first? Is dementia a form of Alzheimer's, or is it the other way around? I forgot.
Correct.
That, which is correct? Alzheimer's a form of dementia.
Correct. Dementia just means you lose your ability to remember and also to think. We use this big word, cognition, which is basically a fancy word for ability to think.
Cognition is knowledge, as it turns out. And dementia, if you take that apart, in the Latin, dementia is mental. So D means away from. So there you go.
You're not thinking, you're not remembering. And the Alzheimer's is a specific kind where you get this amyloid that we just talked about accumulating.
Right. All right. So the fitness routine that you're following, and if you aren't following one, maybe you better start. Ken will explain why.
This is great news out of the medical journal Neurology this week. This new study has uncovered an additional advantage of being physically fit for women who were studied here. A highly decreased risk of getting dementia. 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia. It's loss of memory and ability to think, as we mentioned. It's the most common among older adults, and it's more common among women. The news this week is that women who are very physically fit in middle age have an almost 90% decreased risk of being diagnosed with dementia later in life, unlike their moderately fit peers who are more exposed to this condition.
So fitness, exercise, jumping jacks, lifting weights,
very
running.
Physically fit.
Physical exercise.
In middle age.
Physical, physical, physical. Let's get physical, Ken. You want to sing that?
Let's get physical.
Maybe not.
We'll lose some listeners.
Yeah. And as you say frequently, we can't afford to lose any listeners. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks at Purity Products, who present to you Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Purity Products have taken a stand. They put fish oil, which we all know we need, and krill oil, which maybe you didn't know you needed, but you do, all together. Our friends at Purity Products have realized that the fish oil is great for your cardiovascular health, and Ken likes things like that, although he'll tell you the best way to get it is to eat the good fish. But if you're not able to do that, then this is a great way to get on that program. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you the energy. The krill oil is good for your joints. And as I said, underscoring the omega-3s in fish oil, good for your cardiovascular health. Get them all together in one pill. Get them free. First bottle is free at 800-355-1493. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. 800-355-1493 for your bottle of Krill Omega.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.